The Ten Commandments, Week 2, Day 5. Exodus 20, verse 11. For in 6 days Yahuwah made heaven and earth and the sea, and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Wherefore Yahuwah blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Arcana Celestia 8891. For in 6 days Yahuwah made heaven and earth and the sea. That this signifies the regeneration and making alive of those things which are in the internal and in the external man is evident from the signification of 6 days as being states of combat. And when 6 days are said of Yahuwah, that is, the Lord, they signify his labor with man before he is regenerated. And heaven and earth mean the church or kingdom of the Lord in man, heaven in the internal man and earth in the external man. Thus, the regenerate man, that is, one who has found new life and has been made alive. And the sea means the sensuous mind of man sticking to his bodily aspect. They who do not think beyond the sense of the letter cannot believe otherwise than that the creation which is described in the first and second chapters of Genesis is the creation of the universe, and that there were 6 days within which heaven, the earth, the sea, and all the things which were in them were created. And finally, man in the likeness of God. But who that takes into consideration the particulars of the description cannot see that the creation of the universe is not meant there? For such things are described as may be known from common sense not to have been so, as that there were days before the sun and moon, as well as light and darkness, and that herbage and trees sprang up. Nevertheless, be it known that each and all things in that history, down to the smallest iota, are divine, and contain within them arcana which, before the angels in the heavens, are seen plain as day. The reason of this is that the angels do not see the sense of the word according to the letter, but according to what is within, namely, what is spiritual and celestial within these things divine. Arcana Celestia 8892, and all that is in them. That this signifies the vivification of making alive of all things in them is evident without explanation. Arcana Celestia 8893, and rested on the seventh day. That by rest on the seventh day is signified peace in the good of love is because before a man is regenerated or created anew, he is in an untranquil and restless state, for his natural life then fights with his spiritual life and wishes to rule over it. Consequently, at this time, the Lord has labor, for he fights for man against the hells which assault, but as soon as the good of love has been implanted, the combat ceases and rest follows. For the man is then introduced into heaven and is led by the Lord according to the laws of order there, thus in peace. These things are signified by the rest of Yahuwah in the seventh day. Arcana Celestia 8894, where Yahuwah blessed the Sabbath day. That this signifies that then is the heavenly marriage from the Lord is evident from the signification of being blessed as being to be disposed into heavenly order, and to be gifted with the good of love, and, from the signification of the Sabbath day, as being a state of heavenly love, thus the heavenly marriage. For the heavenly marriage is the conjunction of good and truth, and this is heaven in man. Arcana Celestia 8895, and hallowed it. That this signifies that it cannot in any way be violated is evident from the signification of to be hallowed, when the heavenly marriage in the regenerate man is treated of as being inviolable. For the holiness of the Lord with man is inviolable. Thus, neither can the person who receives what is holy from the Lord be violated, that is, one who is in the good of love, consequently who is in heaven. Questions and thoughts for reflection. 1. Do you have an idea of what Arcana Celestia 8893 is talking about in relation to the restless state when our natural life is trying to overpower our spiritual life versus the state of peace when the Lord is trying to lead us to act from good? 2. Arcana Celestia 1798, subsections 2 and 3, says, "If you are willing, just examine all the doctrinal things and see what they are and what they are like. Don't they all pertain to charity and consequently to the faith that is from charity? Take only the precepts of the Decalogue. The first of these is to worship the Lord God. He who has the life of love, or of charity, worships the Lord God because this is his life. Another precept is to keep the Sabbath. He who is in the life of love, or in charity, keeps the Sabbath holy, for nothing is more sweet to him than to worship the Lord and glorify him every day." 3. In what ways might we find it sweet to glorify the Lord every day? Not in a super pious way, but in ways that are useful and true. 4. Since heaven is a perpetual Sabbath, and angels are fully engaged in the kingdom of uses, it would seem that the Sabbath is not so much a day set apart as the epitome of every day. Every day should be a day of love toward the neighbor, guided by the instruction we receive from the Lord. When we live in this way, we rest in the Lord every day, taking no merit for the good we do. As for remembering every seventh day, that is when we remember what we're supposed to do every day.